Good morning. I'm glad to be sharing about God's work in my life now instead of sharing 6 months ago. God, once again, as the faithful Father He is, has chased me down. For too many months, I neglected His word from day to day. To have shared with you 6 months ago about God's work in my life would have only been me remembering the love of Christ that I enjoyed in past times of my walk with Him. 6 months ago, I was not enjoying my walk with God. However, only by His great love, only by His great mercy, and only by His great grace, am I able to speak confidently now of His work in my life recently. During our time away from Grace Bible Church, God has been engulfing me with His word and with His love. When I think of what God has been teaching me lately, firstly, I have this recurring thought. Sacrifice begets sacrifice. Because this is true, it is Christ's sacrifice that begets any sacrifice I make for His sake. In fact, Christ calls me to sacrifice, but to what extent? Jesus, of course, not only sacrificed His life, but also said to His followers in Luke 14:25-33, that they would have to sacrifice everything, including their lives, to be His disciple. If Jesus sacrificed everything, then His total sacrifice begets my total sacrifice. Not only have I been thinking about how sacrifice begets sacrifice, but how surrender begets surrender, how love begets love, how hard work begets hard work, and so on. The opposite is also true, though. For example, laziness begets laziness. For those who aren't walking with God, let me encourage you. I learned about 5 months ago that the hardest part in walking with God is choosing to walk with Him again for the first time if it's been a while. Because commitment begets commitment, the resolve to walk with God grows a little bit each day. After many months, the resolve grows from a seedling to a bush. But I look forward to the days when God grows my resolve to walk with Him into an oak tree. A.H. Strong wrote, "When God wants to make an oak, He takes 100 years. But when He wants to make a squash, He takes 6 months." Secondly, in regards to what God is teaching me, God is preparing my heart to leave the country. When someone or a family buys a home, it is said that they're putting down roots. Roots are an analogy of their lives, their kids, their friends, their memories. As Laura, Aaron, and I prepare to leave the United States, it has become clear that God does not want us to put down our roots in a country. Instead, His love is where our roots belong, according to Ephesians 3:17. As strangers passing through a foreign land, it is unnatural to put down roots anywhere else. Life is too transient to make these 80 years about our lives and our home. Why else would Jesus, in the Luke 14 passage, give hating one's own life as a prerequisite to following Him? Does Jesus not want us to put down our roots and be happy? Or rather, does He see that ultimate joy comes from knowing Him and the fellowship we have with Him when we suffer for the sake of the gospel? Ephesians 3:16-19, "I pray that He may grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power in the inner man through His Spirit, and that the Messiah may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and firmly established in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and width and height and depth of God's love, and to know the Messiah's love that surpasses knowledge, so you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Jesus wasn't the first to speak about the Great Commission. His Father was. In the Old Testament, all the way back, starting with Abraham, promising that through Abraham, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. The Old Testament is covered with verses showcasing God's heart to be known and praised among all the nations. That's what Jesus sacrificed His life for, the continuance of His Father's desire. And now that continuance has been passed on to the church. I pray that my roots will burrow deeply enough into His love so that I can beget the kind of sacrifice that sees one more people group come to the knowledge of the glory of God, a new tongue that will worship Him around His throne and proclaim with every other nation, tribe, people, and language, blessing and honor and glory and dominion to the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.